I heard the commentator say he needs 30 seconds for his last 200. So I was like, I can do it. And then I just had to work hard, and I had to even do the little dip, like bolt dip.
How much did you want that British record?
I really wanted today. I came out and just did a couple of strides, and it was a little bit breezy, so it was just kind of the wind a little bit. And I was thinking, it's possible, because I just, like, you know, training's been going pretty well, and I was like, I will have to work for this, and that's what I did. And then the guys helped me out up to 2K, more than a little bit, more than 2K, so it was good.
Does it make you realise just how good David Moorcroft was back in the day, that you had to work so hard to beat that record that stood for 34 years?
I know, it's not the first time I tried to beat that record. It's taken me about 10 attempts, but finally got there, and it's not by much I didn't beat, you know? So David Moorcroft was a great athlete. What you know, what's happened over the years is athletics has moved on so much. You know, 13 minutes used to be world record, and now we're talking about 12:37, so it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Double gold, of course, in 2012. What form do you believe you are in, Mo, as you head towards another Olympics and another possible shot at double glory?
I'm in good shape. I'm in good form. It's just, you know, just keep working hard, and Rio's not too far. So just don't, the main aim is not overcook it, and just, you know, train well, smart. But what I'm trying is something that's never been done before. So it's not as like, oh, Mo's going to get double gold. It ain't going to be that easy, I'm telling you.
No, it won't. You're certainly a fighter on the track. How much have you been inspired over the years by Muhammad Ali?
Oh, man. I've been inspired since I was a child. It's just, you know, if you look at all of my biographies, it was one of my heroes, someone I looked up to. We all did. Only we realise is when someone's gone, and what they did for the sports, not just in sports, in humanity. He did so much for charity and other stuff, and it's just, it's sad, but, you know, we all have to go one day. That's the reality. But, you know, my support goes to his family and everyone who's a massive fan of him, and we will definitely miss him. And, you know, all I was thinking about it, you know, when I was across the line, is like, I wanted to do the Ali celebration where you hold it, but then I was thinking, I don't know if I'm going to do that record if I did that, so I just had to do it after the race.
As somebody who, in your career and in life as an athlete, would you try to emulate him?
Yeah, I try to emulate him. I try to be a good person, and I just, that's all you can do, your best. And he did great for sports and other stuff, and I can only just try. And actually, my thoughts was thinking the other day, I was like, well, my name is Muhammad. I wonder if I can just change it to Muhammad and rather than Mo, and, you know, just try and live to that and set example for the kids and be a role model to many people out there and do the right thing in life.
I have to ask one last question. Jamie Vardy to Arsenal, really?
Vardy, come on, Vardy, get in there.
What do you make of that?
Well, it's good, you know, Wenger is a great manager, and he only brings someone in the club that he thinks he's going to be worth something. And Vardy is a sensible lad, and he's got, you know, he's good. I think he will fit in well. But, you know, he did well for Leicester. He brought away so many goals, and we need someone like him. And I think he can play alongside what Theo there, Sanchez, and who else? Giroud, Welbeck. You know, it's exciting.
I can see your smile is lit up. Well done to you today.
Cool, thank you. Come on, Vardy.